You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 8, Free to Judge. And welcome back. Saturday was National Margarita Day. I celebrated many times throughout the day. I love margaritas. I've had a love for tequila for a long time, and it was a nice day to have an entire day to celebrate National Margarita Day. I prefer them on the rocks. Next Sunday night is the Oscars, the Oscar presentation, or the broadcast, where they hand out the Academy Awards. I'm looking forward to watching, so I will be recording this podcast before Sunday. And let's get right into the news. Arizona State House and Senate passed the Religious Freedom Act, which is a law that allows private businesses to discriminate against lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender just on the basis of people's religious beliefs, or I should say business owners' religious beliefs. This started with New Mexico, but they had a lawsuit by a gay couple who wanted to use a photographer for their wedding, and the photographer turned them down based on the fact that they were gay. I disagree with the lawsuit. Businesses have always had the option of being able to refuse service to anyone for any reason. I mean, there's no real protection from a business standpoint. So, it's a public, it's a private business. So, you know, they are more than happy to and more than welcome to not serve certain people. I mean, for any reason. I mean, it's sad when they do it based on race or based on just who the person is, but you know, it's their business, and the people that don't like it can go to another business, you know, and patronize them, so they won't be judged according to who they are, whether they're gay or straight or white or black or whatever, you know, based on just the idea of who they are. So laws like this really bother me for several reasons. One is that usually they're passed by Republicans who claim to want to keep government small, yet they're so quick and to pass these laws and to introduce government into our lives. Yet they quickly come back and say, we want less government in our lives. Make up your mind, people. Regardless, this law is, if the governor, Jan Brewer, signs it, which she has not made a decision on that yet, it will allow businesses to basically say, gays, you're not welcome here. And it's sad, as I just mentioned. It's sad that people feel that way, that we still have, discrimination going on in this country. Wasn't aware that the treatment and exclusion of gays was something that Jesus taught. I mean, all these people think that it's some religious thing, yet, based in the name of religion, they're able to discriminate against other people, and now they want a legal reason to do it. Regardless, I don't think that this law should pass. Protest in Kiev, Ukraine. The unrest in this country up until Saturday morning has been horrific. Hundreds have been killed in trying to fight government oppression. Protesters on Saturday morning took over the government office. The president of Ukraine has fled, and his location is unknown. Hoping this change will bring democracy to Ukraine like it has to other countries in recent years, like Egypt the people are tired of being repressed by their government and being oppressed. They're held control by, a dictator or leadership who feels like their rule can rule everyone, and they tell other people what to do. I mean, democracy needs to come to these countries. Unrest almost always means, people get injured, people die, people get killed, people are just under, this government rule, and they don't want to be like that anymore. They want, the power. They want people. They want to have a say of what happens in their government. So it's unfortunate those who have died to help this cause of political usurping, but you know, it's happened, and I hope it moves forward. And I hope that there's less bloodshed. Microsoft Windows 8 has failed. Well, I mean, they've sold 200 million licenses already, but, you know, it's obviously the numbers, you know, I'm not sure what the numbers are for Windows 7 and Windows XP, but I'm sure it's a lot more. It doesn't look like anytime soon that Windows 8 will unseat those who have installed Windows 7 and XP. XP support is coming to an end here in April, so complete support. Microsoft is pretty much going to ditch it. No more updates, no more service packs, no more anything for XP. So people need to get off that and move to, well, my suggestion is if they're going to stay on Windows, move to Windows 7. Windows 7's pretty stable. It's a decent operating system. Windows 8 has really just not made any inroads. Businesses are slow to replace computers with previous OSs installed. Even the recent release of Windows 8.1, which is an update free to all Windows 8 users, it's not helping to gain any trust. I mean, it's made some changes, but, you know, it hasn't done anything to help. Or at least that's what I'm reading out on the tech forums here. Windows 9, which has been announced by Microsoft, is on the horizon in the next year. So, you know, rumor has it they're going to bring back the start menu. I'm really not sure why they took it away in the first place. People got used to it. Yes, maybe they wanted change. Maybe they wanted different things to look, you know, like the tile interface or the Metro interface or whatever you want to call it for Windows 8. But it's just different. I mean, people have to completely learn an entire new way of doing things. So, yeah, I guess we'll see. But for now, you know, those of you with Windows 7, your support will last for a few more years. So no worries on that. This week's rant. Tall people at concerts that stand in front of you. So you go to a concert you've been waiting to see. In my case, that would be the Pixies, which came here to Utah. A week ago Saturday. You get there early enough to get a place up front. The opening band starts, and sure as hell, 5 minutes later, some dude that's at least 6 inches taller than you pushes his way past you and then stops right in front of you, stands right there. Doesn't move for several songs. You know, then he leaves. You know, and you're like, oh, yay, cool. Yeah, I can finally see the band again. A few minutes later, someone else, taller, takes his place. You know, then the headlining band starts. In this case, again, the Pixies, who I love. And next thing you know, there's another tall guy stands right in front of you. And, you know, I know they're just trying to get to a better spot, but can they not look around to see that you are tall enough to block the views of other people, you know? You know, if you stand behind me, you'll still have a really good shot at seeing, most of the show and most of the band. So I'm not sure, you know, I'm not trying to say that they shouldn't be able to stand in front of you, but it's just it's a lack of courtesy. And, you know, I try to be courtesy, courteous to other people when I see that maybe they are shorter than I am. And I mean, I'm 5'9", so I'm not tall, but you know, some of these guys that go to concerts, holy crap, I mean, 6'4", 6'3", and, you know, it has to be obvious to them that they're taller than the majority of the other people at the show. So, those of you who are tall, I'm not trying to judge you, but, you know, please be nice and courteous and let those of us who are shorter than you have a better position at seeing the concert. My shameless plug this week goes to Cindy Crawford. She turned 48 on Thursday. I'm 50, so, you know, she's kind of my age, I guess, if you will. She's always been my supermodel crush. Yes, I openly, this is why it's called a shameless plug. I openly admit I have a supermodel crush. I'm sure a lot of you do, too. So a good 25-plus years ago, I used to buy her calendars. I read every article that she was in. You know, I didn't care what magazine it was, whether it was Vogue or Vanity Fair. Bought the 1988 issue of Playboy with her nude pictorial, and also the one she did in 1998, which was 10 years after. I watched and actually enjoyed the movie Fair Game. It's her only pretty much starring female lead role, starring William Baldwin. It's a good, I don't know, critics tore the shit out of that movie, so I don't, you know, they just tore it apart. So obviously it wasn't a very good movie, but I didn't care. It had Cindy Crawford in it, and she runs around pretty much hot looking. So anyway, I bought it on DVD. So fast forward to today. I still admire her today. I mean, she's a stunning woman of beauty. She's really just come, you know, it's incredible. She looks really good, has two kids, and now she's pretty much I would call her a spokeswoman for her husband, Randy Gerber, who, along with George Clooney, helps promote the Casamigos tequila brand. So, happy 48th birthday, Cindy Crawford. 8-8. I forget what 8 is for. Oh, it's the end of this podcast. This episode is done. So, want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.